Hello, hello. Why don't we take a moment and turn to the person next to you and share with them how was your sleep. Okay, 1, 2, 3, go.
好，让我们借这个机会跟我们周边的人分享一下你们昨天晚的睡上如何。
Well, I hope you slept well.
希望大家有好的睡眠。
I have to be honest.
我必须跟你们诚实的说。
I don't usually sleep well with other people.
我一般跟别人都睡不好，在一起都睡不好。
Especially if they snore.
尤其他们打呼噜的时候。
But you know what's funny?
很好笑的是。
I discovered that there is one kind of a snoring that I can sleep with.
我刚刚发现就有一种呼噜的声音能让我能睡觉。
Because you know there's different types of snores, right?
你知道有不同类型的呼噜。
You got the gentle snore.
有一种比较微弱的呼噜。
They go like this. Like...
还有一种能够吹声音的。
Then you got the angry, aggressive snore.
还有一种非常生气的，非常强力的。那我就不学了。
Then you got the ones that stop breathing on you, snoring.
有些人甚至对着你呼吸。
Have you seen those?
你有没有碰到这样的事情？
You okay? Good.
你们还好吗？
Or you got the ones that gag? The, you know. But the one that I can sleep with.
这种是我可以一起来睡觉的。
Sounds like my white noise I have at home.
听起来像我在家里那种熟悉的那种呼吸声。
There's a guy in our church that's part of Connect.
这有一个在我们 Connect 的团契当中有这么一位弟兄。
For some reason when he snores,
不知道为什么当他打呼噜的时候
，There's bass.
这有还有低音那一部分。
So there's, and it kind of shakes the whole room.
这个房屋都会被它震颤。
So there's a good rhythm.
它还有一个频率。
And there's a good massage.
也是那个被身体来按摩。
Anyhow, I hope you had good sleep.
我希望你们昨天晚上有很好的睡眠。
My name is David.
我的名字叫 David.
I'm one of the pastors at North Valley CCIC.
我在 North Valley 是做 pastor.
And this morning, Frank and I.
今天早晨 ,Frank 跟我
are going to talk about depression.
我们要讨论一下忧郁症。
Now let me throw out a very important disclaimer.
我之前先要跟大家声明。
I'm not an expert in the field of depression.
我并不是在这个忧郁症领域里头的专家。
I am just someone that is married to someone that has had a history of postpartum anxiety.
我就是那位因为我跟一位跟我的太太结婚，她曾经有一个产后忧郁症。
My wife is also a marriage family therapist.
我太太她是专门为家庭作为帮人咨询的。
And so together we have worked with a lot of people that had struggled with different kinds of depression.
因为她的原因，所以我们跟很多的家庭有这种接触。
My hope this morning.
今天早晨我的目的是
is through God's word
通过神的话语
and how God spoke to my wife and I
通过神跟我太太他神跟我们讲的话
would not only be a source of encouragement to you
我希望成为你们大家的鼓励
but will give you a proper perspective
从我们的自己的这个角度
on what you can do
从你们也是从你们自身的角度来说
If you or someone that you love struggles with depression,
如果你知道你们当中有你们爱的人，他们有同样这个困苦
，that the first step you take,
我们第一步要做的是
would be a good step,
是一个非常重要的一步
，a step that will help you understand God's grace.
我们要知道神的恩典。
So we're going to do two things in this morning's talk.
我们今天我们要讲两件事情。
We will, I will share in the context of scripture.
我们要讨论一下这个诗篇的经文。
And how to go to God with depression.
我们要看到如何寻求神在忧郁症当中。
And how that is the foundation to all things.
然后这是我们所有对待忧郁症的一个基础。
And then the second part.
第二部分。
I will share just in brief some practical things.
我要跟大家告诉大家一些比较实用的事情。
To be aware of.
让你们大家有意识到一些事情。
And how to work with depression if you have it or you know someone that has it.
这样的你可以处理那些如果你自己有忧郁症或者是其他你的亲人有忧郁症。
So the first thing that we're going to look at this morning.
今天早上我们看见的第一件事情是。
The best way to deal with depression.
最佳处理忧郁症的方法是。
Is to be still.
是静默等待。
Now some of you may think, what do you mean be still?
你一定会问静默等待是什么意思。
There's so much going on.
在我们的生活当中有这么多事情正在发生。
If I don't fix this problem,
如果我不解决这些问题
it's going to be worse.
事情只会更糟。
But here's the thing.
这有一件事情。
If we don't practice the art of being still,
如果我们不继续操练如何能够静默等待
that we find in scripture,
我们在圣经当中作为基础的这个真理
it will get worse.
事情一定会变糟。
I know this because I made it worse for my wife.
因为我有这样的经历，我就这样子让我的太太把这个事情变得更糟。
When she was going through her severe postpartum anxiety,
当时她经历非常严重的产后忧郁症的时候。
Instead of being still,
我不但没有静默等待。
I was quick to react.
我很快做出了反应。
I was quick to fix.
我很快想帮他解决什么问题。
But I made it worse.
但是我把事情搞得更糟。
You see, when my wife had her first daughter,
当我太太有第一个女儿的时候
about 8 years ago,
大概在八年前
she was fine.
她没有任何问题。
But after a couple of weeks,
两个星期之后
she had small episodes of panic attacks.
她有一次有个这个非常紧张的一个病状。
That feeling that something bad is about to happen.
这就说明更糟糕的事情要发生。
It's not only just it's a powerful feeling.
是一个很强壮的一个感觉。
Because then your whole body starts to react.
他的整个身体有了反应。
So she have little episodes and then it would stop.
刚开始他有一个很短暂的一个紧张的那个过程然后呢就停止了。
And then eventually it just felt like she was going through a long, long panic attack.
在那个之后呢他就出现了一个非常长时间的那个紧张的一个状态当中。
She kept thinking something bad was going to happen.
他会担心有些更糟糕的事情会发生在他的生活当中。
When we went to the doctors, her heart rate was really high.
当我们去看医生的时候他的心跳频率非常高。
Her blood pressure was really high.
血压也很高。
It was like she was on adrenaline.
感觉上他好像现在病得很严重的状态。
And she couldn't sleep at night.
那天晚上他不能睡。
For about 2 weeks straight.
整整两个星期他是这样的情形。
She could not sleep.
他不能睡觉。
I'd wake up.
我醒来之后。
In the middle of the night and see her just pacing.
在晚上醒来的时候就看着他在屋里头踱步。
And she couldn't sleep.
他睡不了觉。
And the more and more she had it.
更情形越来越变糟。
The more isolated she felt.
他更加的感觉自己被孤立起来。
The more shame she had.
感觉他自己非常的羞愧。
She kept thinking, what's wrong with me?
他自己问自己，我出了什么问题？
Why couldn't I get it together?
为什么我不能够让自己能够回到原来的状态？
So even though she was going through this,
就在他经历这个过程当中，
I made it worse.
我把这个事情搞得更糟。
Instead of loving her,
我没有去爱她。
Instead of working with it,
没有说跟他一起来解决这个问题。
I became frustrated with her.
我非常的焦虑。
I became dismissive of her.
我对他非常的不满意。
And the question is, why?
问题是为什么是这样子？
Let me show you a picture of why.
让我给你们看一下一个图片。
Linda Carter.
你们知道这是谁吗 ？Mandy Carter,
original Wonder Woman.
这个最初的 super 神奇女侠，神奇女侠。
I first fell in love with her.
我曾经 爱上这个女人。
About 5 or 6 years old.
大概5岁到6岁的时候。
I was ready to marry her.
我准备就找这样的人结婚。
To me, she was the perfect woman.
对于她来说，她是一个这么完美的一个女人。
She was smart.
她非常的聪明。
She was compassionate.
她非常的有激情。
She was strong.
她非常的强壮。
She had cool bracelets.
她手上戴着很漂亮的那个手镯。
Do you remember she it would protect her from bullets? Remember?
你还记得吗？她拿起她的手来挡她那个枪弹。
She had a cool airplane.
她有很棒的飞机。
That I don't know how she found because it was invisible.
我也不知道她怎么发现的，因为那是看不见的。
How did she find it?
她怎么找到的
？And the best part.
她非常的聪明。
She always looked beautiful.
她是这么的漂亮。
Whether she's fighting.
不管他是在打仗的时候
She'll always flick her hair.
总是能够甩他漂亮的头发
So then I meet my wife.
然后呢我碰到了我的太太
You see, from that point on, until I met my wife,
从5、6岁的时候一直到我碰到我的太太
This is what I wanted in a wife.
这就是我想要的理想的太太
The perfect woman.
是一个最完美的女人
Now, when I met my wife,
当我碰到我的太太的时候
I thought she was beautiful.
她也非常的漂亮
She was funny.
她非常的风趣
She was charismatic.
她很会及时的做一些很有意思的事情
She was smart.
她非常的聪明
She knew how to fill out a 1099. She knew how to fill out a 1099.
她能帮我把1099表能填好
See, everything that I thought was perfect in a woman.
在我的眼里头，那是一个完美的女人。
And you know what she would do?
你知道她还有什么样的特点吗
？She would also flick her hair.
她也甩她的头发。
The first time I think I've shared this before.
我相信我跟大家分享过。
The first time I saw her.
我第一次看见她的时候。
She was leading worship.
她正在带领大家来崇拜。
And then I think the microphone broke or went down.
我记得那个麦克风好像坏掉了。
And instead of stressing out,
他并没有因此非常的紧张。
She just flicked her hair.
他就用甩了一下他的头。
And found a different mic.
找到了另外一个
thought, wow.
麦克风。我当时非常的震惊。
And after that, the song that she sang,
在那之后他唱了一首歌。
It was a worship song.
当时那个崇拜的歌。
But I thought she was singing to me.
我觉得她好像是为我唱的。
I want to see you.
感觉上是说我要见你。
I want to hear your voice.
我要听你讲话。
Me? Yeah, I know. You. So the hard part was convincing her that I was a decent enough guy to be with.
后来我说服她，我是那个还是不错的人，应该可以在一起的。
And so we got married.
我们结婚了。
And here's.Why I made it worse.
这是为什么我把事情搞糟了。
The things that I loved about my wife when I met her.
这所有这些我爱我的太太的这些事情。
The things I wanted in a wife.
这我所有那些认为理想的女人的样子。
Became an expectation.
变成了我的期望值。
That if she fell short.
她感觉她不能够达到那个期望值。
She would let me down.
他会让我觉得失望。
And so when she was struggling with her postpartum,
当时她在经历这个产后忧郁症的时候
，it was really hard for me.
当时对我来说也很严重。
She wasn't the same strong woman.
她是那个同样是那位坚强的女人。
She was thinking irrational things when she's normally very rational.
她想一些不可思议的事情。
So instead of embracing her disease.
不但她没有来面对直接面对她的这个病的情形。
I was dismissive.
但是我呢并没有真正的支持她。
Why are you thinking that way?
为什么你要这么想呢
?You're just doing it to yourself.
她跟太太说你真是让你自己很难过。
Just stop thinking about those things.
请你停止想那些事情。
And as a result,
这是结果。
She was getting worse and worse.
她的情形变得越来越糟。
She felt more and more isolated.
她越来越感到自己的很孤单。
And the weight of guilt and expectations was weighing her down.
所有那些负罪感让他自己爬不起来。
I start with that.
我从那个开始。
Because maybe some of you are in that situation right now.
也许你们当中有人面临这样的情形。
Maybe you are struggling with some kind of depression.
也许你自己就有这样的忧郁症。
Maybe it's not depression, clinical depression.
也许并不是临床上的这个忧郁症。
But maybe you're just struggling.
只是有一些忧郁。
Maybe you know someone that is struggling with depression.
也许你知道有些人正在经历这个忧郁的过程。
But you feel helpless.
但是你觉得你自己变得很无助，没法帮助他们。
And instead of seeing things get better,
不但没有帮他们变好。
You find that the harder you try,
你发现你试很多的方法。
The more you try to fix the feelings.
你越想帮他改变他的那个心理。
It just gets worse and worse.
情形会变得越来越糟。
And so if you're in that situation,
如果你在这个情形的时候，
we have to look at the text that we're going to look at this morning.
我们不得不要打开我们的圣经。
It's going to show us what happens when we can learn to be still.
让我们来一起来学习如何在这样的情形下让我们来静默等待。
Because when we learn to be still,
当我们决定要来休息的时候，
then we will really see who God is.
我们真正能够看到我们的神是什么样子的。
We'll be able to fully appreciate what God offers.
我们真正能够体会到神能够给我们的到底是什么。
We will feel safe in the promises of the Lord.
我们会感到我们的在神的应许下我们有平安。
So my hope with this passage for you,
今天我带来这样的经文
is not only would it be encouraging,
不光是鼓励大家
but it will help you take the right step forward.
也希望能给大家开始一个找到正确的方向开始。
And that's being still.
是静默等待。
So if you have your Bibles,
好，如果你们有圣经的话，
turn with me to Psalms 46.
请大家打开到诗篇的46篇。
Before we start, let's pray.
在开始之前，让我们来一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that your word brings life. Your word, Lord, restores order. We thank you for the power of your word, and we pray and ask that God, if some of us have been neglecting your word, if some of us, Lord, have been justToo busy trying to fix things or make things happen to make things better, that Lord, you would show us the power of your word this morning. I pray that God, not only would we hear what you have to say, but our hearts would absorb and be transformed by the power of your word. So we thank you and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So we will break this down and for the sake of time, we may have to skip some parts, but we'll work through this chapter or the psalm. Verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble.
神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。
Therefore, we will not fear though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea.
所以地虽改变，山虽摇动到海心。
Those waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake, and they're surging.
其中的水虽澎洪翻腾，山虽因海涨而颤抖，我们也不害怕。
Let's pause there just for a second.
我们在这停在这里。
Look at what the psalm says.
我们看一下诗篇里说了什么。
If God is your refuge,
如果上帝是你的避难所，
If you find safety in the Lord,
如果你在神里面能够找到安全，
If you are able to fully grasp the strength of the Lord,
如果你真正抓住神的力量的话，
and see that He is always there,
你能够看到他总是在那里帮助我们。
Look at what happens.
我们看一下什么会发生。
You will not fear.
你不会害怕。
Even though what?
虽然
the earth falls apart.
虽然这个这个地球
You ever been in a big earthquake?
你有没有经历过很大的地震？
You ever been in a very bad hurricane?
你有没有经历过这个很大的这个风暴？
You ever been in a really bad typhoon?
你有没有经历过很大的那个台风？
Catch what the psalm is saying.
我们看一下诗篇如何说。
Though everything around you is falling apart.
在我们周围边发生的事情都出现了问题。
You will not fear.
但是你不会害怕。
Even though the mountains may fall in.
也许这个山也许会倒下来。
You will not fear.
你不会害怕。
I mean, I just look at, sometimes I'm on a mountain.
有时我站在山上看。
And it doesn't even move and I'm afraid.
它并没有动，可是我已经开始害怕了。
But you see what the psalm is saying.
你看到诗篇里这里讲到
If your refuge and your strength is in the Lord,
如果你的避难所和你的力量是在神的里面
you will not fear.
你不会害怕。
So even though you may not be able to control your circumstances,
也许你并不能够改变你的生活状周围的状况
even the things around you are falling apart,
也许你周围发生的事情已经不可收拾
The people around you are falling apart.
你周围的人也发生了很多的问题。
You will not fear.
但是你不会害怕。
Now, here's the thing.
这有一件事。
A lot of us,
在我们当中很多人,
even as Christians,
甚至那些基督徒,
we live our lives in fear.
我们在我们的生活当中是有恐惧的。
And here's why.
这是为什么?
We find refuge and strength in other things.
我们发现我们的避难所和我们的力量是在其他的方面。
And the older you get,
当你变得成熟,
the more you see that nothing is safe.
你随着年龄的增长，你看到很多事情没有确实的安全。
So the fear may be great for some of us.
有一些恐惧对某些人来说很大。
But the fear may be small enough that some of us can deny it.
有些的害怕是很小，所以我们能够自己扛过。
Let me illustrate how this works.
让我们来解释一下这是怎么说的。
Why if we place, if we find anything other than God?
为什么我们找到除了神以外其他的东西？
If we find anything else to find our refuge and strength in.
我们在其他地方能够找到避难所和力量。
Why will it make us be in fear?
为什么还让我们到这里来？
So let's just say,
让我们来看，如果是
This is a person.
这是一个人的侧面的那个雕像。
And let's name him Larry.
我们给起个名字叫 Larry。
This is not Larry and Sue.
这不是坐在我们当中的 Larry.
Let's say he's got double eyelids, right?
他有双眼皮，比较漂亮。
Do Chinese people love people with double eyelids? Is a beautiful mark? Is that right? Yeah.
中国人都认为双眼皮很漂亮。
So only one of my eyes is double eyelid, and the other is not.
我的眼睛只有一个是双眼皮的，另外不是。
Does that make you beautiful?
那让不让你觉得会很漂亮呢
？So here's how this works.
我们看一下，这是这么。
We all look at something to make us feel safe.
我们总是想看一些事情，让我们觉得安全。
To make us find our refuge in.
让我们得到认为那是我们的避难所。
So some of us, it's you know our jobs.
也许这是有工作
Our families,
我们的家庭
But here's the thing, so we look to these things,
我们看这些事情
thinking it will give us
refuge. I'm sorry, I wrote that wrong. But refuge and make us feel safe.
这些东西让我们感觉有安全感。
All right, we get that right job, then everything's going to be okay.
我们得到好的工作，也许其他事情都会变得好了。
Marry the right person, and then everything's going to be okay.
如果跟一个理想的人、正确的人结婚，那么我们下面的生活就变好了。
Don't we do this in life?
我们是不是在生活当中就这样看呢？
In some ways, this is what we need to do.
在某种程度上，这是我们需要做的。
But here's the thing.
这有另外一件事情。
I was reading about this interesting study.
前一段时间，我看到一个新的研究。
There's a town in Canada.
在一个加拿大的一个城市
that was one of the kind of the last towns in Northern America.
在加拿大北部一个城市
to have television in every home.
在他们城乡当中，每一家都有电视。
So at this point, I believe it was the 70s or early 80s.
我记得可能是在70年代或者80年代初。
By then, do you remember almost every home had a TV?
你们记得吗？那时候每一家都有一个电视。
And do you remember? Even some people even had a TV in their own bedroom. Remember that?
有些人甚至在他的卧房当中也有一个电视。
And some, if they were rich enough, they had a VCR.
在那个时候，他如果富裕的话，他还有 VCR.
So there was a town that was a little behind.
但是这个城市呢，比较靠后一些。
But they found that soon after.
但是很快的。
More and more of these homes in this Canadian town.
更多的这样的城市。
Start to have television.
他们开始有电视了。
So they wanted to study the effects of television.
他们开始了解一下这个电视给大家给社会带来的影响是什么。
The effects that it had on families and people.
它电视对我们家庭的影响，对人的影响。
Here's what they found.
这是他们发现的。
The more people watch TV,
越多的看电视
,the more depressed they got.
他们越变得忧郁。
The more unhappy they were.
他们变得越来越不高兴。
Like they had a scale before TV and after TV.
他们用一个指数来描述这个程度。
So they found that a lot of these homes, depression went up.
这样的家庭当中，这个忧郁症增加，不高兴的程度也增加。
Unhappiness went up.
也都增加。
So the big question is why?
我们就问一个问题，为什么会是这样的？
Here's the thing about TV.
这是关于电视的事情。
You can't just say, oh, it's TV, it's evil.
你不能只是说，哎呀，电视是很恐怖的事情。
What does TV do?
我们想一下，电视能做什么？
It offers a edited, unrealistic picture of life.
它描述的一个被通过人剪辑的，不是真实的生活。
For an example, it shows a edited picture of happiness.
它那种被剪辑过的一种高兴、幸福。
For an example, if you want to be happy, then you watch the show called The Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
如果你想高兴的话，你可以打开那个电视，专门看那里面的非常富裕的人。
So what they found with a show like that?
他们找到这样的节目。
You know, it sounds maybe they had a few things here and there in their home.
看起来他们家里头这跟那边都会有一些这样的事情。
But the more and more they started watching shows like The Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous,
当他们更多的看那些他们的生活方式是富有的时候
the more they saw, oh, this is what happiness means.
他们开始帮助自己认为这是幸福的标准。
Look how happy this family looks.
你们看看这电视当中的家庭是如何的幸福。
That's what happiness looks like.
这是真正的幸福家庭应该是这样的。
And then they start looking around at themselves.
他们开始看他们自己。
I don't have that.
我并没有那样的生活。
I don't have the same options.
我没有这么样的选择。
I don't have the same home.
也没有这样的家。
I don't have the same family.
我的家庭也不是这样子的。
So then they start getting depressed.
他们开始变得忧郁了。
And you know, all these different shows.
这有很多这样的电视节目。
If you want to be successful.
如果你要成功的话。
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
In the 80s.
在80年代的时候。
You know, so TV offers a very edited picture of life that's not realistic.
在电视当中描述了很多被剪辑过的生活，但是在生活现实生活当中找不到。
But the problem is,
这个真正的问题是
the more and more people were watching that,
越来越多人看这些电视之后
they did not realize it was edited.
他们并没有发觉那是被剪辑过的。
They didn't realize it was unrealistic.
他们并没有发现那是跟现实脱节的。
For example, for me, it was Wonder Woman.
对于我来说，那就是那个理想的女人。
You see how that affected me and my marriage?
你们发现了吗？这就是他对我的影响。
So let me give you my take on this study.
让我来跟分享一下我对这个调查是如何理解的。
In modern terms.
用现代的语言。
And I think today it's even scarier.
现在的生活实际上比那个时候会更糟。
Are we all looking at TV as a way to define life as much anymore?
我们现在的人是不是还通过电视来寻找那个幸福吗？
It's now what? Social media.
现在更多的是社会网络。
Now, this is not an anti-social media.
我们并不是要说不让大家去用这些社区的一些网络。
But there are studies that show that the effects of social media
这个影响到这些社区媒体的话
，does affect depression。
它也会影响到人的忧郁。
And here's why I think it's worse。
我觉得这个事情是发生更糟的事。
It's no longer pictures of far-fetched celebrities。
更糟糕的是，在这个媒体当中，我们并没有看到那些那样的光鲜的家庭。
It's no longer characters that you don't know.
找到的那些人并不是那些你不认识的那些明星。
The pictures we see in social media are the people you know.
我们现在看到的媒体当中表现出来的是那些你认识的人。
When the teenager gets a report card.
当一个年轻人他拿到他的学习的成绩的时候。
They celebrate by putting it where? On social media.
他马上就放到新闻媒体上。
When people find their, when people start dating,
他们开始交朋友的时候
，they take selfies,
他们开始把自己的相片放到这个图像当那个新闻当中
，and they put it on their social media,
把他们变到那个社交网站
，or
社交网站。
When they get a promotion or they take pictures of where they work.
甚至告诉你他们在任何一个地方的时候把它都贴出来。
You see how it has the same effect?
你们大家能看到了它的影响是多么的大。
Someone that goes, I did not get that job.
他们会马上看到哎呦我没得到那样的工作。
And look how happy they look.
你看一下他们有多高兴。
I'm not happy because I don't have the same job they do.
你看一下，我并没有得到他们已经得到的工作。
As a result, a lot of people are even more depressed.
结果是让他们变得更加的忧郁。
And this is how I struggled.
这就是我也身上挣扎的地方。
You know, I saw all my friends getting married.
我的朋友都开始结婚了。
And they just look so happy.
他们看起来是这么的幸福。
And I, you know, watch shows like Wonder Woman.
我们看起来那个神奇的女人。
And I thought, if I had a wife like that,
如果要我要我的太太是那样子的话，
not only would I be happy,
那我一定会高兴。
But I can just feel safe in.
但是我只是觉得安全而已。
And my wife,
我的太太，
she would tell you,
会跟你讲。
She made her anxiety worse.
她让她自己的忧郁症更严重。
By looking at pictures on the internet.
去看那些在internet 上面的图片。
By reading so many different articles on what it takes to be the perfect mom.
读那些在网络上有很多的如何成为一个标准的妈妈。
That it became a standard.
那些标准成为了一个
That if she wanted to be a good mother,
她要成为一个好妈妈。
She had to look like that picture.
她一定要跟她那个一致。
But again, it made her more anxious.
这样的让她更加的焦虑。
Made her feel more guilty.
感觉到更加的有负罪感。
So you see how my wife and I struggled.
你这里现在你能看到我跟我太太是如何在这里经历的。
And we made it worse.
我们把这个事情搞得更糟。
Instead of looking to God,
我们并没有看神。
She thought if I could just find a refuge in being the perfect mom.
她说能够找到一个避难所，成为一个那个标准的妈妈。
It made it worse and worse.
但是我们把这个事情搞得越来越糟。
So something has to change.
我们必须要改变一件事。
And so what this scripture is telling us.
在圣经当中告诉我们。
Is that if we look to God.
如果我们把眼光定睛在神上。
And we really look at who he is.
我们看一下他到底是谁。
And what he offers.
他能够给我们的是什么。
Then you will find refuge.
我们只有这样子才能真正找到避难所。
Then he will be there in times of trouble.
当只有在这个时候，我们才能够找到安全。
And God makes it so easy.
神把这个事情看起来很简单。
You're not looking at me.
你没有看到我。
I'm going to send my son.
如果你没有看到我，那我把我的儿子来献上。
To show you what that life can look like.
让你看一下那样的生活是什么样子的。
You're still not looking at me.
但是你还是不看我。
Your sinfulness.
你的罪。
Your desire for other things.
你的欲望，对其他地方的东西的欲望。
Is blinding you.
那些东西让你变得盲。
But I'm going to take care of that sin.
但是我会代替你的罪。
Through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
通过耶稣基督的宝血。
So when we can look through what Christ has done on the cross,
我们看见神在十字架上做的什么。
We can fully appreciate who God is.
只有这样子我们才能真正来感激神到底是谁。
And we can find safety.
只有这样子我们才能找到安全。
We can find comfort.
只有这样子我们才能找到安全。
We can find even purpose in whatever the situation.
我们甚至能在这样困难的境地当中找到他的真正的目的。
We can discover a reason why God is putting us through such things.
我们在这明白为什么神把这样困难放在我们生活当中。
And when we have that safe place,
当我们找到了一个安全的地方，
don't we usually make better decisions?
我们会不会做更好的决定？
Don't we interact better?
难道我们会不会跟别人交流起来容易些？
So the question is how?
问题是如何？
How to look to God as our refuge?
如何看见神是我们真正的避难所。
You gotta keep reading this text.
我就不断的在读这个经节。
So for the sake of time, we'll read through and then we'll pause towards the end of this text.
因为时间的原因，我们就把它读完，然后我们再来看。
It's a beautiful picture of what that refuge looks like.
这是一个非常美丽的图画。
Verse 4. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. What a beautiful picture. The holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day.
有一道河，这河的分岔使神的城欢喜。这城是至高者居住的圣所，神在其中，城必不动摇。到天一亮，神必帮助这城。
Nations are in an uproar, kingdoms fall, he lifts his voice, the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us, the God of Jacob is our fortress.
外邦喧嚷，列国动摇，神发声，地变融化，万军之耶和华与我们同在，雅各的神是我们的避难所。
Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes war cease.To the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shield with fire.
你们来看耶和华的作为，看他使地怎样荒凉，他止息刀兵直到地极，他遮弓断枪，把战车焚烧在火中。
So no one or nothing can compete with God.
这世界上没有任何东西能跟神比。
So this is the how.
这就是为什么，如何。
Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations, I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us, the God of Jacob is our fortress.
你们要休息，要知道我是神，我必在外邦中被尊崇，在遍地上也被尊崇。万军之耶和华与我同在，雅各的神是我们的避难所。
So the key then is to be still.
关键是要静默等待。
You ever, when you look at the lexicon of how this Hebrew word was used,
让我们来看一下希伯来文是在这里怎么用的。
It'll help us to see it's not just being still.
或者我来看一下我在这边只是休息。
But it's to cease.
从我停下来。
But not only to cease, but to stop working against.
我们是停下来做一些相反的事情，不去做那些相反的事情。
Stop working against what God wants.
停止做那些神想做的事情。
Stop working against what God is doing.
停止做那些神正在做的事情。
But be still.
而是静默等待。
And let God be God.
让神是做他自己的事情。
So in some ways, what this text could be saying to a lot of us.
从某种程度上说，这些经文对我们来说会对我们说话。
Stop trying to fix your problem.
停止用你自己的方法
解决这些问题。With your
way. 用你自己的方法。
Stop trying to make things better your way.
停止来试图把某些事情变得更好，用你自己的方法。
But stop working against God.
而是停下来。
And look to God.
而是仰望神。
And see who He really is.
看一下他是什么样的，他是到底是什么样子。
And again, the more and more we can see who God is.
我们越多越多的了解神。
The more and more we will see He is in control.
我们越来越知道神实际上还在掌权。
We will see that we can find safety in His presence.
我们知道与神的同在，我们在那里能够得到安全。
So again, the key is what? To be still.
关键是要静默等待。
I mean, think about that principle.
我们知道大家这个原则。
Aren't there so many things that you never realized how beautiful it was until you stopped?
你有没有意识过，你从来没有意识到有些东西非常的漂亮，直到你停下来的时候。
The other day, my garage door wasn't working.
前一段时间，我的车库的门不工作了。
So I was waiting and just pressing buttons.
我在那边不断的在摁那个摁键。
I didn't realize that our HOA had planted a tree in front of my garage.
我不知道 HOA 在我的房子前面种了一棵树。
I thought, I never noticed that was there.
我从来没有意识到那个树曾经在那边。
Wow, it's a beautiful tree.
我看到了之后发现，哎呀，这个树非常好看。
But then my garage door finally opened and went in.
然后呢，我继续摁那个按键，然后车库门打开了，我就进去了。
Remember these pictures?
有没有看过这样的图片？
Remember, you had to stare at it for a long time until you saw a picture?
有没有记得你要盯着这个图片看很久很久之后，你能看到一些其他的图片？
And so this is the principle for us.
这也是我们处理这个问题的原则。
I'll give you kind of a funny example.
我给你一个比较好笑的一个例子。
It's my interaction with my dad is very funny.
我跟我父亲之间的交流比较有意思。
He graduated first in the Navy Academy.
他在美国的陆军学校毕业。
He was a captain of his own ship.
他是这个船的船长。
Now he might have had 100 to 200 men in his own ship.
在他的船上有100到200人。
He's a smart man.
他很聪明。
But when I interact with him,
当我跟他交流的时候
I don't always treat him like he is the smart man that he is.
我往往不把他当做那个最聪明的人。
I don't see that he actually knows what he's doing.
但我实际上能看到他确实对他的东西非常了解。
So one day the garage door broke
当这个车库门坏了时候。
And this is when I don't even know how to describe it, but it's one of those cables that was on the side of the garage door, broke, and so I was trying to fix it.
当我知道它的两侧的这些电缆它的那个绳子出了问题。
And、this is before the internet.
这是在还没有网络之前。
This is before I used to type, how do I fix the garage door?
那时候还是你还不能在网上查到如何修那个车门。
My false picture of what I can do.
我的错误的印象我能做的事。
I was fixing it.
然后我就开始做。
But I think I was making it worse.
然后我把这个车库门搞得更糟。
So my dad comes in the garage.
然后我的父亲到我的车库来。
Well, what are you doing?
他就问我你在干嘛
？I'm trying to fix the garage.
他说我准备把这个车库门修一下。
No, you're not.
他说不是你做的不对。
This is what you should do.
你应该这么做。
But instead of listening,
我没有听他的。
Instead of being still,
我没有说等他看他如何做。
I kept working on the garage.
我已经开始忙我自己这边了。
And I couldn't fix it.
我还是没有把它修好。
Times I thought I could fix it.
我觉得我自己我能修好。
With my dad standing there,
我父亲站在旁边。
I would put the garage door, I would open the garage door like, yeah, I fixed it.
然后我对他说，你看，我已经把它打开了，我修好了。
As I'm looking in his eyes,
我看着他的眼睛。
The garage door would just fall.
看着他眼睛的同时，这个车库的门就从上面落下来。
And my dad gives me that look that only dads can give, their son.
然后我的父亲就站在那边，知道这是我的儿子。
You know that look that dads can only give a son?
你知道你父亲给儿子的眼光是什么呀
I don't give this look to my daughters.
我从来不会用我这样的眼光看我的女儿。
It's only a look that fathers give their own sons.
我知道那个父亲给自己的儿子的眼光。
You think you're a man.
意思就是说你觉得你是个男人。
You don't know what I've been through.
你根本不知道我经历了什么。
You think you can fix things.
难道你觉得你能够修好吗
And so he gave me that look.
他用那种眼光来看我。
And he asked me a very profound question.
他问我了一个非常基本的问题。
Are you done yet?
他说，你是不是已经都修好了？
And I had to stop.
他不得，我不得不停下来。
And he, and say, I, show me.
我不得不跟他说，那你就做给我看。
So he fixed the garage door.
他帮我修好了车库门。
And it was as if he was never looking at the garage door, but just looking at me the whole time.
他就如同他一直在看着我，而他的手上一直在修那个门。
And then I get the stories.
然后呢，我就得到了这个故事。
Back in the Vietnam War.
然后他开始给我讲故事。我曾经到越南打仗。
My ship.
他说我的船，我的战舰。
Was attacked.
被攻击了。
There was a big hole.
那有一个大洞。
But I fixed it.
但是我把它修好了。
Sorry, Dad.
对不起，父亲。
Only war I know is the Costco line.
我唯一知道的战争是去 Costco 排队。
You are right.
那是我去的。
But you see that principle.
你看到了这个原则是。
Sometimes we're not letting God be God.
有时候我们真的不把神当神。
Because we're trying to be God.
因为我们自己想做神。
Sometimes when we're looking at a situation like depression,
有时候我们看见这些情形就如忧郁一样。
It's so easy, just stop thinking those things.
看起来很容易，说是只要别想就行了。
Or there's something wrong with me. Why do I have all these negative thoughts and feelings?
你会问自己，我出了什么事情？我为什么有这么多负面的想法
？But even in those moments,
甚至在这样的时候。
We can practice being still.
我们还是可以操练静默等待
to the Lord.
然后寻求神
through prayer,
通过祷告
through reading the Bible,
通过读圣经
through being part of and involved at church,
通过在教会里面的活动
So my wife,
我的太太
incredibly got through her postpartum anxiety.
用一个奇妙的方式经过了这个产后忧郁症。
Now, I don't want to share that this is a successful story.
我分享它并不是因为它是好像是个成功的一个例子。
Because again, every successful story makes others feel depressed.
因为每一个成功的故事现在对于其他人来说可能让别人更加的忧郁。
But it's a practice that she continuously does today.
这些操练的东西她一直在做。
So it was very strange when she was in her postpartum.
在她的忧郁症过程当中有一个奇怪的事情。
The only thing that would calm her
这唯一能让她平静下来的事情
was reading the Bible.
让她读圣经。
She tried to listen to her music.
她听她的喜欢的音乐。
That would make her even more stressed out.
让她更加的紧张。
She tried watching movies.
她看一些电影。
But it would stress her out.
同样让他紧张。
She tried reading books on how to's.
他读那些自我能够帮助的书。
But it made her even more and more anxious.
让他更加的忧虑。
But the strangest thing happened.
那奇妙的事情是。
Only when she would read the Bible, she experienced calmness.
只有当他读圣经的时候，才能感觉到平静。
She felt like she can breathe.
他在读的时候能感觉到他真正开始呼吸。
And she realized doing that,
她意识到
she hadn't been going to God for safety.
她经历到她真是在寻求神的过程当中寻找到了安全。
She didn't let God be her refuge.
让神做她的避难所。
And so she learned that by being still.
她学习如何来静默等待。
So if you struggle with any form of depression,
如果你经历任何情形的这个忧郁
I'm not making promises,
我并不是在给你许什么愿
but go to God.
Sorry?
Oh, go to God.
寻求神
whether it's reading the word, whether it's just praying, go to God.
不管是怎么样还是读他的话语还是去教会
Now, if you are someone that knows someone that struggles,
你如果知道别人也经历这样的过程
Don't put that expectation on them.
不要让他们有这个期望。
You know why it's getting worse? Because you're not reading the Bible.
不要让他们觉得你事情变糟了是因为没有读圣经。
That doesn't help.
这样做也不会帮助太多。
So here's what happened with me on how I learned to be still.
这就是我如何学会如何静默等待神。
It's funny, I've always read the Bible.
我总是读圣经。
I always had my quiet time.
总有我安静的时间。
But I never really knew how to have a quiet time.
我过去不知道如何有真正的安静的时间。
I did in part because, well, I'm a pastor.
我做它因为的原因，因为我是 pastor.
I don't want to lie, say I didn't read the Bible.
我不想跟大家说，我这个读了圣经。
So I thought I did it out of because it's the right thing to do.
我觉得读圣经是一个正该做的事情。
And when I look back at my journals, you can see the difference.
当你看一下我读的日记，你能看到这个区别。
My prayer request used to be about the things I wanted.
在我的祷告的当中，曾经是我如何我想要的东西。
And there's a theme that you can see in my journals.
你可以看到一个趋势。
Give, 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 give.
然后就变成给给给。
But more, 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 more.
但是我。看到的是更多的更多的更多的。
And so when I was in the situation,
当我在这个情形当中
I talked to who's our speaker for next year's winter retreat.
这个人就是我们明年要在退休会的时候会请来的一个讲员。
I had an interesting discussion with him.
我跟他有一个很有意思的交流。
He said, this is how you can go to God.
这是你寻求神的这个方式。
You can tell God everything.
你可以跟神讲任何的事情。
I said, everything?
所有的。
But some of those things are bad.
有些事情可是很糟糕啊。
But go to God with those things, even those bad things.
在到神那里，甚至那些很糟糕的事情也要跟他讲。
Because as a loving father, he desires an intimate relationship with you.
神真正是愿你跟你有一个非常亲密的关系。
So I learned how to be still by doing this.
我学到了这些，在我如何来能够静默等待的时候学到了这些。
In my prayers,
在我的祷告中
just being honest with God.
你要对神非常的诚实。
And here's what I discovered.
这是我发现的。
That God is more beautiful than Linda Carter.
我发现神是那么样的美丽，远比那个神女要美丽。
God is stronger than anything in this world that I think would carry me.
神那么的强壮，是这个世界没有任何东西可以比喻的。
Sometimes the word itself just is enough.
有时候就神的话语的本身就足够了。
And sometimes God just does something in my life. I'm like, wow, God, you are in control. You are good.
在我生活当中发生的事情，我感到，哦，你真是在掌权。
So again, if you find yourself in that situation,
如果你发现你自己处于那样的境地，
maybe you are struggling with postpartum.
也许你经历这个产后忧郁症。
Maybe you are struggling with some kind of depression.
也许你经历什么样式的忧郁症。
Whether it's a clinical depression or just a feeling.
不管是那些只是感觉，还是说那个临床上的真是忧郁症。
Go to God.
寻找神，去见神。
And let him be God.
让神成为神做工。
And let him paint a new picture, a new standard that only he can meet and only he can satisfy.
让他给你描述一位完美的画卷，然后让他来实现这些。
So there's two things that I'd like to ask you to do.
这有这件事情我让大家来做。
If you find yourself stressed out very easily,
如果你发现自己很容易变得紧张，
or if you find yourself anxious,
你发现自己非常的忧虑，
pray that God would make you still.
你要祷告，让神来静默等待。
Remember when Jesus was in the boat with the other disciples?
你还记得耶稣当时跟他的另外几个
And the waters were raging.
当时雨下得很大。
What did Jesus command the waters?
当时神是如何来命令那些雨的
Be still.
水的。
And what happened?
他说停下来。水马上便停下来。
The waters were still and calm. And that's something we can ask God to do in our hearts.
同样的事情我们应该向神求这样的。
And I would also suggest pray through the Psalms.
我建议大家用诗篇来在你的祷告当中用诗篇。
Especially this Psalm.
尤其这个诗篇。
In your Bible, I don't know if this is in the Chinese Bible.
在圣经当中。
There's a word on the side of kind of chunks of the Psalm 46.
这旁边有一些其他的字。
The word is I think Selah.
他说有一个地方写的是 Selah, 希拉。
And so, there's a lot of different interpretations on what that word means.
有很多的，对这个字有很多的解释。
But the best translation that I have found helpful for myself,
我找到一个解释对我来说蛮有帮助。
When I pray through the Psalms,
当我在用诗篇在我的祷告当中，
it says to pause and reflect.
它的意思是停下来。
So read that chunk.
你看到了一些字。
And pause and reflect.
读了一段了之后，然后停下来。
God, you are my refuge. You are my strength.
神啊，你是我的避难所，你是我的力量。
God, you are always there in times of trouble.
神啊，当我在遇到的困难的时候，你总是在里帮我。
That's a great practice of being still.
这是一个很好的一个操练的方法。
So again, our hope.
对我们有希望的是
is that the first step you take.
我们第一步要做的
whether you or someone you know.
不管是你自己还是别人你认识的
who struggles with depression is to go to God.
如果他们经历忧郁症的话，他们要做的是到神那里
by being still.
能够静默等待神。
Let me pray and then we'll go real quick through the next part.
OK, 让我们来一起祷告，然后我们再来下面。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that God, you are so good. Sometimes, Lord, it's so easy for us to forget. It's so easy to look for other things, thinking it will save us, thinking, Lord, it will be the answer to our problems. But when in fact, Lord, that answer is you. And we pray and ask God, Lord, would you teach us the art ofbeing still, to help and to see that God, you are in control. And Lord, to help us to surrender that control over to you. So we thank you and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So let me give you something very practical now. If you or someone you know struggles.
我们给大家一些非常实用的建议。
The first part is to ask for a feelings report.
第一个叫是寻找那个情感上的报告。
I also got this from our speaker for next year, David Ekman.
我们对明年的这个讲员我也同样的要求也问他。
Just like you would ask for the weather report.
就正如像你去寻求一个天气预报一样。
What do you do when you try to find the weather report?
当你要找天气预报的时候 你会看什么呢？
What the temperature is going to be?
天气会如何？
Is it going to rain?
是不是要下雨？
How fast is the wind?
风速是如何？
Now, when you look up the weather report,
当你看天气预报的时候，
Do you ever try to change it?
你有没有试图把天气预报改一改？
You work with it.
你只是找出办法来。
So you may not realize.
你没有，甚至你没有意识到。
But people who, whether they have depression or not,
不管他们有没有这个忧郁症，
Their emotions are very powerful.
他们的情感是非常有强
大的。 And it does not help them when you suppress it.
你想甚至把它压下去是不可能的。
My wife had a good analogy.
我的太太有这样一个比喻。
If you have a pet dog,
如果你有一个宠物狗，
Do you just cage it up forever?
你是不是就把它放在笼子里？
Typically, what happens to that dog?
往往会发生的事情对那个狗。
It becomes dysfunctional.
那个狗变得非常不正常。
Becomes more aggressive.
变得非常的凶猛。
And that's the same thing with emotions.
同样，对于我们
内心的情感。You can't just shove it in a cage.
你不能把它关到笼子里。
But now, do you just let it out and run around?
难道你就把笼子打开，让它到处乱跑吗？
That's not appropriate.
那也不合适。
But you find a safe place like that pet.
你要找到一个非常安全的地方，把那个宠物
run around,
让它在那里面
so it can be healthy.
这样呢，它会非常的健康。
And express itself.
然后呢，它能表达自己的情
感。So one of the best things that my wife and I were able to figure out.
我跟我太太能够想出来最好的。
As I would ask her, how are you doing?
我就问她你的感觉如何。
And then we would work together with it.
我们一起来面对这个问题。
And again, you can't do this if you haven't found that refuge in God.
如果你没有神作为你的避难所的话，你做不出来。
Okay, so if we make this decision, this is how it will make you feel this way. Okay, let's work with that.
如果我们做这个决定，让你能够有这样的感觉的话，那我们就这么做。
Second part is seek professional help.
寻找专业人士的帮助。
I read or I on NPR they reported and I think this is known, but let's say for example, Kaiser was just sued.
我在 NPR 当中提到Kaiser 这个医院被人家控告。
Because they did not provide enough mental health workers.
因为他们没有提供给精神科的这些医生。
So as a result, they have hiring like crazy.
因为这样的原因 ，Kaiser 开始雇很多这样精神科的医生。
So depending on your health plan.
找到你的这个保险当中。
You should have more options.
在那保险当中应该有很多的选择。
But do proceed with caution.
但是你要非常小心的采取不同的步骤。
Even if a counselor is not in your network.
如果 Kaiser 并不是在你的这个保险当中。
You would pay $100 to fix that tooth issue.
你花了$100解决你牙齿的问题。
It's the same if it's a chemical imbalance, right?
它就说明器械有些问题。
My suggestion with counseling.
我建议如果寻找辅导的话。
Ask for a phone consultation for 10 minutes.
先跟他们打电话，作为十分钟的交流。
Just get a feel for how that person is for the first 10 minutes.
在十分当中，你要感觉一下，这个做辅导的人的情形如何。
And then just try for three times at least, just three times.
要跟他有三次的交流。
But if you're not sure, like, does this person have it, or I don't know if I have it or not?
如果你感觉不知道这个人是不是对你合适，或者你自己是不是愿意，不要用一些不行的假设。
Seek professional help.
寻找一些专业人士的帮助。
And then know your limits.
知道你的局限是什么。
And know their limits.
也知道他们的局限是什么。
If the road is abruptly ended because there's a cliff,
如果这个路在前面突然的断掉的话，是因为一个悬崖。
You work with it.
你就想办法能够解决这些问题。
So, at any time, if you have questions,
如果在任何时候你有什么问题
，anyway that myself or my wife who is not here,
如果你觉得我或者我太太能够帮助你
，we are here for you.
我会在这里面给大家一些帮助。
Thank you and God bless.
好，谢谢，神祝福你。
This afternoon, 2 o'clock, there's a group, activity. Actually, it's still free time for most of the people. It's just the kids that has the wall climb that has to go to the gym. So you guys will have that 2 to 4 o'clock, free time this afternoon. Okay. And that's all I have for announcement. And, remind everybody, after lunch, we have group picture, so you cannot go, too far away from after lunch. So we will gather back here to take a group picture.
And it's just a reminder for the English speaking side, we have another session at 11 o'clock in the fireside, which is over here.
Okay, so you are excused and we have, 15-minute break, come back at 10:45.